It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Email Patricia now with your story or comment. Cork today at c103.ie.
Cork today on C103.
And we're heading off to the South Munster Citizens Information Service covering West Cork and based in Bantry. And I'm joined by the Development Manager Anne O'Donovan for our monthly catch-up. Good morning to you, Anne.
Morning, Patricia.
And you're welcome to the programme. Now, this is a great topic because I already saw a question coming in about carers already on the programme, somebody looking for information. So today we are going to be discussing support for carers. But firstly, how are things going at the Citizens Information Centre?
Very well, Patricia. I mean, the service is busy as usual and I suppose we're very much a face-to-face service. So if anyone needs information or assistance in relation to their entitlements, we encourage you to drop into one of our offices and, you know, bring any documents or correspondence related to the matter with you so that we can go through it. And just to say as well that if anyone has time and would like to train to volunteer with us, we currently have vacancies in Bantry CIC. So if anybody's out there and was interested in giving you a commitment of one day per week and available to attend training, please get in touch with us in Bantry.
Okay, all right. And is it a big commitment from people?
Well, we look for a minimum of at least a year's commitment of
okay.
One day per week for at least a year. Obviously, we prefer longer because it's quite a lot of training to go in before somebody, you know, to get somebody up to speed. But with the people who volunteer with us, find it extremely rewarding. So,
yeah, anyone I've ever spoken to that has volunteered with Citizens Information always say it was the greatest thing that they ever did. So I would advise anyone with that time on their hands. Now, as we mentioned today, we're going to focus on supports for carers. Now, what information and supports are available for carers if they were to go to Citizens Information?
Okay, so we have quite a lot. I suppose we'd always start off by saying that sometimes people are providing care for family members and they're so busy with their caring responsibilities that sometimes they don't have time to look out at what supports are available for them. But it is important to know that there are supports there. I suppose the two main social welfare payments for carers providing full-time care would be carers allowance and carers benefit. And then carers may also qualify for the annual carers support grant. And another consideration would be if somebody is working about taking carers leave from work to care for a loved one. And we also look at any secondary benefits for which the person who is caring may qualify. So we kind of look at the whole picture with somebody.
Yeah, that's why it's good to go in, sit down and have a chat because there might be something there that you're not even unaware of. Now, you did mention two payments there. One is the carer's benefit and the other is the carer's allowance. Can you just outline what's the difference between both of them?
Okay. Yeah, so carers benefit is a short-term payment paid for up to 2 years to people who give up employment to care on a full-time basis for someone who requires it. So the carers benefit is based on somebody's PRSI and you have to have a certain number of PRSI contributions paid. Now, people who are self-employed and paying a Class S PRSI contribution won't qualify for that, but if someone is an employee and paying a Class A, they would. Now, on the other hand, carers allowance is a payment for people who are caring on a full-time basis for someone, again, who requires full-time care and attention and will require it for at least 12 months. Now, the difference with carers allowance is that you must satisfy a means test and the habitual residency condition must also be satisfied to qualify for carers allowance. That means, say, if someone had come back from abroad to care for somebody, that, you know, they would have to show that Ireland was their main centre of interest. Now, to claim either payment, either the carers allowance or the carers benefit, you have to complete an application form and submit it to the Department of Social Protection. And then what we would always stress to people that it's really, really important that you put in as much detailed information in relation to the level of care that you're providing to support your application. You know, sometimes when someone is caring, they kind of almost feel that the person reading the form are going to understand, but you have to really spell it out.
Okay,
you know?
give them as much information. Yeah. So what does full-time care actually mean?
So a person is seen as needing full-time care when they need continual supervision to avoid danger to themselves, or they need continual supervision and frequent assistance throughout the day with normal bodily functions. For example, if someone needs help to walk and get about, need help, you know, preparing their meals, you know, getting washing somebody, getting them dressed, that's very intensive personal care. Now, the Department of Social Protection will decide if the person needs full-time care based on the information that the carer provides in the application form. And that's why, again, we really, really encourage people to put as much detailed information as possible. Now, the person being cared for must get their doctor to complete, sign and stamp the medical report, which is part of the carer's benefit and the carer's allowance application form. Now, that medical report is not needed if the person being cared for is a child who is getting domiciliary care allowance. And again, I suppose the important thing to be aware of is that if the, either the carer or the person needing care, they must obviously not be living in a hospital or institution. However, you can continue to be seen as providing full-time care and attention if you or the person being cared for is having, you know, short-term medical intervention or another treatment for no longer than 13 weeks.
Or if they were lucky enough to get their hands on some respite, which is rather hard to get at the moment. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have to be caring for a set number of hours in order to qualify for the carer's payment?
Yeah, that's the one that comes up. Now, what it says, the guidelines say is you must be providing full-time care and attention, okay? So, and it took us quite a long time really to get that defined, but what they will say is that the time spent caring must not be less than 35 hours per week over 5 to 7 days. And then you must also, so if you're away, you must be able to arrange full-time care for the person you care for. So you'd need to kind of be able to indicate what arrangements are made if you're not there yourself. But so, yeah, so it has to be over the full
35 hours, 7 days. Yeah.
And at least 35 hours a week.
Now, you also mentioned earlier that the carer's benefit, that's for people who leave work to provide care. Does the person then have to resign from their job? Is that their job gone?
No. The person doesn't have to give up their job if they're applying for carer's benefit. Now, while it does involve the applicant leaving work or reducing their hours in order to care for the person, they can apply for carer's leave from their employment. Now, carer's leave allows someone who's employed to leave work temporarily to provide full-time care and attention for someone who needs it. And you can take carer's leave for a minimum of 13 weeks. And up to a maximum of 104 weeks. Now, 104 weeks is 2 years. Now, I suppose it is important to be aware that carer's leave from employment is unpaid. But the important thing is that the person's job is kept open for them when they return. So, you know, so it's protected leave. And now, to get carer's leave, you must have worked for your employer for 12 months without a break in employment. And then the employer should get at least 6 weeks notice, though, if someone was, you know, intending to take that leave. And obviously, again, the person you're caring for must need the care. So but it's very important that people are aware of that, because we've come across people who give up their job, they're not aware of it.
And actually hand in their notice.
Yeah. And that's why we'd often say to people, it's really, really important when there's any major kind of crossroads or change life event, come and talk to us, so you have all the information to make the right decision that suits you.
And can you do any paid work while either on carer's benefit or carer's allowance?
Yeah, you can be employed as an employee or self-employed, or you could be in training or education as well, outside the home for up to a maximum of 18 and a half hours per week. And that's a maximum of 18 and a half hours per week. It's not an average over a period. It's a maximum of 18 and a half hours each week. And if on carer's benefit, then the maximum you can earn is €350 per week after tax, PRSI and union dues are deducted. And currently, if you're on carer's allowance, and if you're single, you can earn up to 300 and up to €350 of your total weekly income is ignored in the means test. And if you're married, the first €750 of your combined total weekly income is not taken into account. And again, that just to, for your listeners to be aware, that that's going to change from June. So for people on carers allowance, the income disregard for a single person is going up to €450 per week and €900 for a couple. So that's coming into effect from June of this year.
And that's going to make a big difference for people who maybe have been turned down because they didn't pass the means test. So we'll be encouraging people in June to reapply because of that.
Absolutely, or, you know, or be reassessed or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Can you explain that means test for carers allowance? Because it's the one that I know all the carers organisations constantly give out about. They'd love to see it being removed, but unfortunately it is in place. So how does it work?
Yeah. Now, I suppose the first thing about it is all if you're on carers allowance, all of your all of income is looked at, okay? So the main sources of income included in the means test are any cash income and any capital income. So that includes any savings, investments, shares or any property you have, but not your own home. So I suppose your own home is never included no matter what the value is. Now, the first €50,000 of your capital is not taken into account. So, and any payment from the Department of Social Protection is not included in the means test. So the other thing then is you can have up to €14,000 per year for renting out a room in your own home.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot maybe your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Without it affecting your payment. Now, so there's so many different bits to that means test. We would always encourage people to contact us and we can help you work out how the means would apply in your individual situation. It's really important. And there's also the fact that, you know, it can be confusing when people are caring. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
You don't know where to start to look at it. So we say, please come and talk to us and we will do the figures with you.
Okay. So how much is each payment worth then if you are granted it?
So, first of all, your payment is made up of a personal rate for yourself and then extra amounts for any child dependent. There's if carers allowance, there's no qualified adult payment on that one. So now, so with carers benefit, it's currently €249 per week if you're caring for one person and €373.50 per week if you're caring for two people. And carers allowance is just marginally less than that. It's €248 per week if you're caring for one person and €372 if you're caring for two people. Now, that's if you're under 66. Now, if you're on carers allowance and you're age 66 plus and you're still caring, you'll receive up to €286 for one person and €429 if you're caring for two people.
Okay, and what is the qualifying condition then? There's a thing called a half-rate carers.
Yeah, and that's, again, just very important that people are aware of that. So if you're in a situation maybe where you're already getting carers allowance, but you all may also qualify for another social welfare payment, you have the option of being on that other social welfare payment and getting half-rate carers. Or if you're caring for someone and you're being claimed by your spouse or partner as a qualified adult on their payment, So you can continue, they can continue to get the qualified adult rate for you, and you can get halfway carers as well. So there's a few combinations. So if you're on a invalidity pension, or you're on disability allowance, or you're on a state pension, and you qualify for those payments, you can also get, and you're caring for somebody as well, you can get halfway carers with any of those payments. Now, the one of the payments you can't get halfway carers is if you're in receipt of any kind of job seekers payment.
Because you must be available for work.
Yeah, because you have to be available for work.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're, as I said, if you're on disability, invalidity, state pension, pharmacists, any of those, you can get halfway carers with them.
Okay, and again, that's something that some people may not be aware of. They think because they're on a social welfare payment, they wouldn't be entitled to another one.
Yeah.
Now, the carer support grant, this is a grant that's paid out once a year. It was, I think, affectionately called the respite grant.
That's right. It used to be. No, so it's now called the carer support grant. And it's, you know, it's a lump sum payment each year. It currently is €1,850 for the year. Now, it's paid once a year, as I said, usually on the first Thursday in June each year, for each person you're caring for. So if you're caring for more than one person, you can get it for each person that you're caring for. And it's not taxable. Now, to get it, you cannot be working outside the home for more than 18 and a half hours per week, or you can't be signing on for job seekers credits. Now, the important thing is you can apply for this payment even if you're not receiving carers allowance or carers benefit, because some people aren't eligible for carers benefit because they're not leaving work, but might not meet the means test for carers allowance, but they're still caring. So it's really, really important that they apply for the carers support grant each year. It's not taxable. It's not means tested. Okay, so it's really, really important. Now, and the other thing about it, you can apply for the carers support grant for any given year from the April of that year until the 31st of December of the following year. So for argument's sake, if someone's listening now and they think, gosh, in last year I was caring full-time, I didn't realise I was eligible for this, you can apply for the 2023 carer support grant up until the 31st of December this year.
Okay.
So it's just really important. And if you're caring for more than one person, you get it for each person that you care for.
Yeah, it's a grant per person.
Yeah.
Do you have to live with the person that you're caring for in order to get it?
No. And now, obviously, if you are, it's more straightforward. But if you're not living with a person, non-resident care situations may require further investigation by a social welfare inspector, you know, when they're making the decision. But you need to have, so if you have a direct system of communication between the carer's residence and that of the care recipient, it can be a telephone or alarm type system, that would qualify, and the care recipient must not already be receiving full-time care and attention in their house from another person. So they will just need to establish that. But no, it's not essential. You can get it for someone you're not living with.
Okay. And recently we've been hearing, and there's been discussions about the long-term care credits. Can you explain what they are and why they are so important?
Yes, and they are very important. And now, these were announced this year, this new long-term care contribution. Now, the legislation setting out the full details of the scheme is not yet published.
Okay.
But I suppose the general idea under the scheme is that if you've been a full-time carer for at least 20 years, so you have to 20 years plus, you can get long-term carers contributions to help you qualify for your state pension contributory. And like, this is, again, a really, really important development for it. The thing about the long-term carers contribution, it will have the same value as a paid contribution on your PRSI record for each week that you provide full-time care. So it will make it easier for a carer to qualify for their contributory state pension when they reach pension age. But I suppose the important thing, it has to be 20 years
plus.
And all of those caring years must have been in Ireland, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, now, if you have been providing full-time care for less than 20 years, you may be able to avail of the homemaker scheme or the home caring period scheme, which are already in existence. And these, under these schemes, a certain amount of time out of the workforce caring are kind of ignored or taken when they're calculating your pension. So there's the long-term carers really are for the long-term carer person who's been caring really all of their their working life, providing full-time care.
Which a number of people have been doing.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. And again, I would think if you contact us, we can look at the situation and advise you which it is. Because the home caring scheme and the home caring credits for the more short term, they're also very important schemes. But sometimes people have a difficulty getting their head around them. So I say, just come in and talk to us and we'll go through it with you.
And any other additional supports that we haven't covered for carers?
Well, I suppose if you're getting carers allowance, you may also get the household benefits package. You know, that's the electricity allowance and the free TV license. That's in a situation where you're living with the person you're caring for. People on carers allowance will also qualify for free travel. And if you get carers benefit or carers allowance at the full or half rate, you're eligible for the GP visit card, which is, you know, is an important support. Mm. I suppose some other bits just be aware is that if the person you're caring for passes away, now if you're on carer's benefit, your payment continues for 6 weeks following the death, while if it's carer's allowance, it continues for 12 weeks. The other thing I suppose we'd also just make people aware of, that there are various tax credits that the family can avail of, you know. So if you're married or in a civil partnership and you care for a dependent person, you can apply for the home carer tax credit. So the couple must be jointly assessed for tax to be able to claim that. But you can also claim a tax credit if you're the parent of a guardian or of a child who is permanently incapacitated, either physically or mentally. It's called the Incapacitated Child Tax Credit. And there's also, if you maintain a dependent relative, you may qualify for the Dependent Relative Tax Credit. That's maintaining a relative means meeting the cost of everyday living. And to qualify for that tax credit, the income of your relative must be below a certain limit. And again, if you contact us, your local Citizens Information Centre, we can go through those details and see whether, you know, you would be eligible to apply for those or not.
Okay, and like a vast, vast area we've covered this morning, and we couldn't get into all of it. I can really see some questions coming in. If people want more information, where should they go?
So, look, I would say the best thing is to drop into your local Citizens Information Centre, or if there isn't one adjacent to you, you can make a telephone call and we will look basically at your circumstances then and see which of these apply to you. So, I mean, you could ring the Bantry office, which is 0818078390, the Fermoy office, which is, again, 0818077970, or the Mallow office, again, 0818078000. So if you contact by phone, or even better, call into us, because all of our offices are open for drop-in, and if you bring in any paperwork or whatever, we can go through it with you in more detail. And I suppose, look, it's, you know, when you're a carer, there's a lot going on, so sometimes just having a bit of space to sit down and look at the options can be very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But please check out and see what is available for you, because I think a lot of people lose out because they're unaware that they were entitled to claim something. Listen, Anna, mine of information, as always. Thank you. You went through that really well. We'll speak again in the coming months, but thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Patricia.
Good morning to you. That is Anne O'Donovan, and Anne is Development Manager with South Munster Citizens Information Centre, and they cover West Cork, and they're based out of Bantry.